Bonjour, c'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme, La Tasse de Café, sur KVPI. Un gros mercredi matin, c'est le 4 de septembre. Et ça, c'est Mark Lane et Jim Swallow va être ici pour commencer notre programme ce matin sur KVPI AM FM, La Ville Plate. Notre programme est présenté à vous comme un service par Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, Jean-Marc Incorporated, Sooner Auto Salvage, Stiesel Physical Rehab Center, Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Roy Motors, Sester Young Appliance Furniture and Floor Covering, U-Storage Self Storage, Prairie Plaza, Blake's Pharmacies, Raiders Insulation Express, Fontenot Physical Therapy, and Industrial Supply and Sports. Ça, c'est notre sponsors qui fait possible notre programme. Et n'oubliez pas que notre ligne de téléphone est ouverte à 337-363-2124 pour charger avec moi et Jim à ce matin. On se casse 9h à ce matin. Bonjour, Jim.
Bonjour, Marc. Bonjour. C'est beau temps. Enfin, je vais dire quoi? C'est proche, trop beau temps. Parce qu'il n'y a pas de mention de plus de petits orages jusqu'à... Et quand sera 20% de chance, peut-être dimanche après-midi ou quelque chose comme ça. Mais c'est un tas de la chasseresse après avoir...
C'est sec.
C'est sec, exactement. Exactement. Allons voir, je vais essayer de trouver un mot du jour, Marc. Et puis, j'ai toutes sortes de mots ici, là. J'avais... Oh, ouais. On avait dit que c'était lettuce. Lettuce, very simple word, hein?
La laitue?
La laitue ou la salade. Ça, c'est notre mot du jour. Et moi, j'aime beaucoup ça dans une salade.
Me too,
Jim. On devrait avoir, tu connaissais peut-être, meilleur pour notre santé que... Un gros plat de riz et de sauce et de viande, tu connais?
Do you think, would it find if people started bringing us a salad in the morning instead of pain perdu and other things,
oui.
would we turn it down? I wouldn't turn it down.
I would not turn it down. Mais John, merci encore pour le pain
perdu. Oh, it was delicious, Jim. Oh, it hit the
ça
spot.
Ça allait beaucoup bien avec une tasse de café.
Yes, sir. 363-2124, c'est notre numéro de phone pour charger avec... Jim et moi, à ce matin, sur KVPI, la tasse de café. Et tu peux charger avec nous autres en français ou en anglais, comme tu veux.
All right. Et puis encore 337-363-2124. C'est le numéro de phone pour nous appeler. Yeah, look, right there. OK, allons voir, Esther. All right, today is Wednesday, September the 4th. And, you know, it was on this date in 1951 that President Harry Truman addressed the nation from the Japanese Peace Treaty Conference in San Francisco. This was the very first live coast-to-coast television broadcast. That was in the year 1951. And Harry Truman was still the president of the U.S. of A.
They say he was a tough president, Jim.
Oh, yeah. What was it about the something about the kitchen? He spoke out very much. And, of course, remember, he's the one that replaced, when President Roosevelt died, Harry Truman was the vice president. So, speaking of different things, shows and so forth, on this date in 1972, Mark, The New Price is Right, hosted by Bob Barker, premiered on CBS. The game show later dropped the new from his title and expanded from a half hour to an hour. And that was in 1972. Bob Barker. Remember Bob Barker?
Is a he lot still of you alive, listening. Jim?
That's what I'm wondering, if he is.
He's got to be up in age.
I would presume that, yes. On this date in 2006, the year 2006, remember Crocodile Hunter, Steve Irwin, 44 years old. He died after a stingray's barb pierced his chest.
Wow.
He was, I'll tell you what, the Crocodile Hunter.
Yes.
He had a great show, and a stingray pierced his chest, and he died.
on a notre première phone call de la journée.
Moi, je veux bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Knock, knock, c'est qui là?
Garde donc, c'est knock, knock qui là.
Oh boy, c'est mon tour ce matin.
Oui, exactement.
I just want to say a few words about our complex, business complex at 700 South Chitanya Street in Ville Platte. The Mini Floyd's Record Shop. You can still find CD music, vinyl music, 45s, and some LPs at Floyd's in the office there in the lobby of the U Stewart complex. And we carry all the local music, Cajun, Swamp Pop, Zydeco, country western, 50s, 60s, 70s favorites. And if we don't have a particular CD in stock, we can get it for you in a couple of days at no additional cost. And so if you want to be able to get some of this music in hard copy form, that's going to soon disappear again, I'm pretty sure, the way things are looking with all the new technology and stuff. And for us older folks who are used to listening to our music in hard copy form, if you've got some favorite music that you enjoy, or maybe you've lost that record or would have liked to have bought it and didn't way back then, yeah, it would be a good time to pick it up now while it's still available and available in a hard copy form. So don't forget that. And don't forget, too, that if you have some old movies that you've taken, family movies on various forms of filming, and you want to convert them to a DVD, we can do that for you at the Floyd's Record Shop complex. Just bring your cards or your tapes or whatever, and we will convert them for you and put them on a DVD. That's another service that we offer there at Floyd's Record Shop, besides the books and some of the DVDs and CDs on how to play various musical instruments and how to learn to speak French, and of course the Cajun Dictionary and some books for the children as well. We've got that that would make excellent gifts for you or someone in your family and or a friend. And so we invite you to come by. We're open from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we're the place to drop off your UPS packages, or if you want to ship something by UPS. Of course, we are the place to come to store the added stuff that you have no more storage for at your home. We've got the storage facilities for you at U-Store at many warehouses. We have the climate control and the non-climate control units, and you can rent them by the month, and you'll find it very convenient to you to get to them. You can get to them 24/7, and we have 24-hour video surveillance for added protection of your contents. So we invite you to come by and use our services. We've got a staff on duty from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. And we invite you to come by and visit with us. We're located at 700 South Chitanya Street in Ville Platte.
Et dis bonjour à mon cousin quand il va là-bas.
Mais ouais, c'est ça. Es-tu content ce matin?
Go ahead.
Un petit garçon de près de 5 ans qui avait été visiter sa grand-mère et son père-père. Il restait un peu au loin et dans l'été, il était venu pour rester avec les autres pour 4 ou 5 jours. Et il avait un bon appétit. Ça fait sa grand-mère, ça a dit à son mari, elle a dit, on va l'emmener au casino pour lui manger à un de ses buffets. Là. Je suis sûr qu'il va manger bien, qu'il va voir tout le manger là qu'il est là. Là. Mais ça dit, ok, on va faire ça. Ça fait l'emmener au casino pour aller pour manger au buffet. Et en rentrant du casino, les yeux des petits, les venus gros, qu'il a vu tous ces video games, là, tous ces slot machines que sont des video games, là, allumés avec les sons et tout quelque chose qu'il allait. Et il fallait que ça passe là pour arriver au restaurant. Ça fait qu'ils étaient en ligne pour aller dans le buffet, là, et Thibault était beaucoup observé tout qui se passait. Et il avait un ATM machine qui était planté là, à côté de la place où tu te mettais en ligne pour aller au restaurant. Et il observait le monde qui venait à cette machine, puis ça sortait de l'argent. Ça fait, il a pégété ça, il y a une femme qui est venue à la hauteur de l'argent, il ne peut pas s'empêcher. Il dit, madame, il dit, tu gagnes chaque fois que tu uses cette machine-là.
Ha, 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 ha. la machine a payé de l'argent.
Oui, vous voyez, c'est un autre vidéo machine.
Oui,
Ah ben ça, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui.
Merci, Floyd.
Floyd, two things, two observations while you're here.
Okay.
Talking about records and how we don't know how long it's going to stay with us. But every year, Floyd, and Jim remembers this because this has been going on for years. Every year around the holidays, some of these preschool kids come visit our radio station. And we have a little small record room where we still keep the Cajun and some of our country records. And they go through that record room amazed. They have never seen a 45 or an album, and it makes you feel so old, Floyd.
Well, c'est comme ça, c'est. I know I've heard some stories of some. I had some people, young guys that came over to do some service work at our place, and I was mentioning something about 45s, and he said, 45, what's that? You know? I mean, we don't even talk about LPs. LPs was something else, but 45s, what's that?
But tu tires ça dans l'air et là, tu prends un fusil et voir si tu peux le frapper.
Tu peux faire un expert shot. Tu as frappé le trou de chaque fois.
Oui, exactement.
But in my opinion, and I could be, a lot of other people might have their opinions, Floyd, but you take CDs, you take digital, you give me a good, clean, brand new record, the sound quality is so much better.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was originated that way, and of course, the digital form is what really ruined it for the owners of the intellectual property, the songwriters, the singers, the bands, the record labels, the music publishers. It all ruined it for them because the digital copy was almost a perfect copy of the original master, except for, like you, I think it loses some of the bottom, much highs, but overall, it's the closest thing to a perfect copy of the original master. And when you can copy that over and over again and share it with friends and whatnot and don't have to pay anything, the owners of those rights get zero for it. And it's almost a discouragement to have that happen. Are you guys still there?
Yeah. We're still here.
Oh, we're here. We're listening.
I have another phone that's ringing on the other end. That's okay. It's just to say that they're still around. I remember when I took my last trip to Nashville, I saw all the musicians playing in the restaurants and along the corners and whatnot. They're doing their thing because they love the music. It's in their hearts, and they want to continue it, and they want to continue creating for the music for the fans over the years, and hopefully they will continue doing so. But as far as for a monetary benefit for their livelihood, they're not getting nearly what they used to get years ago because of the fact that the digital era came in and the copying was too easy. And then, of course, the big corporations now offering the streaming services for $9, $10 a month, and the royalties that trickle back to the people involved are hardly nothing.
Wow.
So that's the way life is.
Yeah.
Merci
time
beaucoup.
Marches on, whether we like it or not, changes come about, and like they used to say, move on or they'll trample you.
That's it. Thank you, Floyd.
All right, guys. Plus tard.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mark, you said Floyd was talking about that. What about that? Wasn't there a record called Murder on 16th Avenue?
Yes.
Where the musicians... It was pretty much in line with what Floyd was talking, you know?
Yeah, how the country music business had changed, and it was more rock and roll than the traditional. There was no more fiddle, there was no more steel guitar.
Once upon a time, you'd hear the first 5 seconds of a record, and you could tell who was going to be singing, you know?
Yeah, like Ray Price, Jim. The first few seconds, knew it was a Ray Price record.
Absolutely.
Let's take another call.
Moi je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
You were talking about
Bob Barker.
Oh shoot, Bob Barker a while ago.
Yes.
Bob Barker, Vlad's birthday, bleeped the other day. A while back, he was 95.
95 years old,
wow.
Bob Barker, who was in charge of a great TV show.
Oh, in the music business. When I was 20 years old, they had said they weren't going to ever print no more vinyl albums because the vinyl albums would never make a comeback.
But they have.
Yeah, I figured they would come back because you never know with the young people what the young people want.
Uh-huh.
You're right.
All right.
That.
Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Another call, Jim.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, guys.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Coach Mitchell, let's see.
Yeah, Coach Mitchell, go ahead.
Guys, I want to bring up the Tea Cotton Bowl to you guys back home. Guys, the history of the Tea Cotton Bowl with Sacred Heart and Bill Platt High, it goes way before the Tea Cotton Bowl ever started.
Uh-huh.
Much history between the two teams and the two schools. It goes back to the academics. It goes back to the student bodies. It goes back to the FFAs and all the different clubs from all the past years. The game this Friday, and I'm sure Tim would agree, it represents our two schools' history. And every year we play it, I hope that it brings a lot of joy back to everybody that went to these two schools and that played for football for these two schools or any sport or any academic thing that you did at your school. I hope that when the Tea Cotton Bowl is played, that it makes you feel good inside because we're getting older, but we're not old. We're not that old. And as time passes, our children who are there now at the two schools, they need to know what happened before they became the students.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our job to teach them what happened at these two schools, not just in athletics, not just in academics, but in all the other areas, because it took a lot of parents to raise us all and to see to it that those two schools performed the way that they should. That's why both schools have so many graduates. And mm-hmm. the graduates of both schools are doing so well out there in the world that we should inspire our current students to strive to do the same. So on this Friday night, guys, if y'all are available, to everybody that once was a Trojan and that once was a Bulldog, get to, I think, Ville Platte High is hosting it this year.
Right.
Get to the stadium and come show your Trojan pride and your Bulldog pride and the city of Ville Platte's pride and come home and come support the Tea Cotton Bowl.
Thank you so much, Coach. We appreciate
great
hearing
comments.
From you.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a break, Jim, and we'll pick up some more phone calls. On va écouter un message pour Miss Sherry at Industrial Supply and Sports.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry from Industrial Supply and Sports, your True Value dealer. This morning, let's talk about hunting season. First comes dove season, then teal, then squirrel, then duck and deer. But let's not forget bow and arrow season, which comes early. Are we ever ready? No. At the last minute, you think hunting license, then ammo, then clothing. Will they fit? Did I gain weight? Where are they? Don't worry. Come see us at Industrial Sports, and we'll take care of all of your needs. We will get you a hunting license while you shop for your ammo and clothing. Our clothing is from Browning. We have pants, shirts, and T-shirts. For the rainy days, we have lacrosse boots, frog talk, and Dutch Harbor rainwear. We are newly remodeled and fully stocked. Come visit. And always remember, respect the law, the game, and the game. Please hunt safely, everyone. Our blessing goes out to our men and women in the military and in blue.
And it looks like, Jim, you got your coffee.
Becky a prépassé le café ce matin dans notre nouvelle petite demi-tasse. Et là, dans une autre tasse, on a deux tasses.
So you got
and Becky,
two cups.
Merci beaucoup. All right. Mark, I'm looking here in our that book, Tonnerre Michien, and there's an expression here, if you want to make somebody get mad, you know, how would you say that? It's not a very flattering thing. Ça fait bouillir sa chaudière. You make somebody mad, ça fait bouillir sa chaudière. And so this is one of the expressions.
How do you translate that in English, Jim?
Well, it boils his
pot. His pot?
Yeah, that boils his or her pot.
Okay.
Makes them angry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Toujours bien. To be very angry, bouillonner, to boil. I don't know, I hadn't heard that expression. All right, let's see, we're going to talk about Roy Motors.
Okay.
Let's talk about Roy Motors. There's a reason, folks, why they have been serving you as your Chevrolet dealer for over 80 years, right there in Opelousas, 929 North Main. And you can call them at 337-942-9701. And you know what? If you want to get that process started in purchasing a vehicle, you can go online to roymotors.com and even apply for financing right there. You can check out their inventory on the website, too. Remember, Roy Motors in Opelousas, where friends meet, there's a reason. And they're still right there at that same location. So come on over and tell them hello for us.
All right, Jim, and we got some more phone calls.
Moi je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Mark and Mr. Jim. God bless you, Mr. Mark.
Monsieur Gallo.
God bless you, man.
Absolument.
Oui, comment la tasse de café, Mr. Jim, elle est naturelle?
Well, je vais dire quoi, j'apprécie de prendre ma première goutte de café à cette heure-là.
I was listening to what you were saying about being mad, la chaudière d'eau.
Oui, faire bouillir sa chaudière.
Ça s'appelle ça fâché.
Oui.
Mr. Mark, I heard you was drinking a cup of coffee a couple of weeks ago. Then.
Yeah, it was temporary. It didn't last very long.
Oh.
C'est pas un buveur de café.
I tried.
Oh, mais okay. Mais that's good. Well, t'as fait un bon job.
Merci beaucoup.
Yes, sir.
Ouais, mais Mark aime son pop rouge, donc.
Oh, I love my pop rouge.
Oh, t'as pas rien de wrong avec ça?
Non, c'est bon. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Gallo.
All right.
Another call, Jim.
Another call. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, Jim. C'est JD.
JD, sois l'eau des lances bleues.
Oui. Je voulais dire que samedi, j'ai été à la table française à Orleville. Et moi et Miss Brenda Mounier, on a parlé pour le tournoi. Ça voulait connaître l'histoire du tournoi.
Mm-hmm.
Et on a parlé de ça. Et j'ai rencontré du monde de la France. Il y a une jeune femme qui peut enseigner à Lafayette. Et ses parents étaient là. Ça fait lundi, ils sont venus voir la vieille maison. Et c'était beaucoup prendre des portraits, des plans, et beaucoup. J'ai trouvé ça beaucoup intéressant, tous les plans qu'il y a et tout ça. Y a. Là, hier après-midi, j'ai eu un homme de Fox 8, WVUE New Orleans, en ville, et il est venu, il est arrivé à 11h jusqu'à 2h à prendre des histoires et des portraits.
JD, what was his name? I bet it was the same guy that came over here.
Yeah, Dave McNamara.
Dave McNamara. Yep, same guy.
Yeah, it was him. Miss Camille Fontenot had told him, and he called me. He m'appelé lundi après-midi, mais je viens, ça fait. Il est venu, il était bon à Houston, ça fait. Il a fait un stop à l'Anse Bleu.
All right.
Ça fait, il a pris beaucoup de portraits là-bas. Ah ouais, c'était bien intéressant.
Et puis, of course, toi, tu as toutes sortes des affaires d'intérêt alentour de ta place là-bas.
Il m'a demandé, il dit, qu'on fait à tout ça. Ben, mais je ne connais pas ça. Justement, j'ai rassemblé les affaires.
Jay, what's the oldest thing you have in that old house?
The oldest thing? Oh, the house is the oldest. I have some beds, iron beds from my great aunt's on daddy's side. That's old, you know.
Wow.
And things like that. My grandparents, they have, they call it a Louisiana primitive. It's a homemade armoire out of cypress, I know.
Wow.
It's got plenty of age, you know. Yeah.
Jay, je voulais te demander une chose. T'avais pas un lit à ciel, peut-être?
Well, ça c'est domicile.
Oh, okay.
Chez l'on le sait. Domicile.
Mm-hmm. Ouais.
How do you say that in English? Lit au ciel. What does that mean?
It's got a cover on the top of it, huh?
Yeah. And the ciel is the sky.
Canopy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Canopy?
I guess you could call it a canopy bed, huh?
Yeah. A bed.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Well, elle s'est couchée de là, ça mettait un bar, tu connais
pas. Oh, écoute, moi je me rappelle bien de les bergers.
C'est des mosquito nets.
Oh, yeah, right.
Et il fait les moyens chauds, ça va être sous un bar le soir.
Comment tu crois? Oui, ça ferait un peu chaud.
Oui.
How do you say an iron bed in French?
Un lit en fer.
Un lit en fer.
Oui. Ça veut. C'est ça, je voulais. Comme le samedi, j'avais fait un petit histoire pour le tournoi. Et hier, il m'a demandé, le long, mais il dit, qui c'est ça, un tournoi? Enfin, j'ai expliqué. Oui.
The tournament.
Oui, un tournament.
Ben,
c'est ça, je voulais vous dire.
Ben, Jay, on apprécie beaucoup que tu as pris le temps pour nous appeler, nous dire des nouvelles et les différentes affaires comme ça, que tu avais été visiter la table française là-bas. C'est à Arnoville?
Oui, Arnoville, c'est Nounou, ça s'appelle ça, oui.
Oh, OK. All right.
Il y avait à peu près 25 ou 30 personnes, quand même. Ils sont beaucoup curieux. Là, Miss Mavis Fruger, c'est elle qui conduit le programme, et elle a planté du coton jaune. Elle a 200 livres de ramasser.
Comment tu crois, 200
des
livres?
Du coton jaune.
Mais il n'y a plus un tas de ça alentour du coton jaune.
Non. Elle s'est plantée ça, là.
What was the special? Was there a special use for the yellow cotton, le coton jaune?
Non. Le coton jaune, les années passées, ça c'était un mauvais grade comparé à le blanc.
Oh, yeah, right.
Ça utilisait ça pour des matelas et toutes sortes de affaires comme ça. Le coton jaune est passé. Ils avaient passé des lois. Et il fallait que tu ne pouvais pas planter du jaune ou là du blanc. Et on avait toutes sortes de affaires.
Comment tu crois?
Yeah. Et je crois, dans la dépression, Mr. Alvin Swallow m'avait dit, ça donnait des matelas. Et à la ville plate. Et il se rappelle, il a été avec son papa. Et le gouvernement donnait le couti et le coton. Là, ça montrait comment faire le matelas là.
Oh, yeah. That was in that FSA program, I think.
Yeah. Ça fait. OK, mais merci.
Merci beaucoup, John. Apprécie le phone call.
OK.
Thank you, Jay. And not call, Jim.
All right, moi je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim, this is Brenda Manuel from Eunice.
Yes, Brenda, go ahead.
How y'all doing today?
We're doing very well, thank you. Becky a passé le café, ça se fait...
That's what we're drinking, too. Bob Barker was born on my birthday, December the 12th, but he was born in 1923. And he was born in D-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N. I don't know how to pronounce
the
it.
What?
And his wife died and he never remarried.
How about that, Bob Barker?
Yes.
All right.
There'll never be a good one like him again. Drew Carey's good, but not nearly like Bob Barker.
Yeah, oh, that's for sure.
Okay, Mr.
Thanks
Jim, y'all have a good one today.
All right, thank you, Brenda.
Thank you, Miss Brenda, all the way calling in from Eunice, Jim. On va prendre un autre break and wait for some more phone calls. 363-2124. Let's hear a message for Fontenot Physical Therapy.
Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West have contracted with a number of local home health agencies to provide physical therapy services, including Evangeline Home Health and Vilplatte Home Health. If you're a home health patient, you have the right by federal law to use a physical therapist of your choice. employees. Be sure to tell your physician and home health agency that you want Fontenot Physical Therapy or Fontenot Physical Therapy West. Therapists Tim and Susie Fontenot remind listeners, if you're having problems with loss of balance, dizziness, or vertigo, ask your doctor if physical therapy would be right for you. Both Tim and Susie have special training in these areas. In Villeplatte, contact Tim Fontenot at 433 Jack Miller Road or call 363-0095. For the Vidrine, Pine Prairie, and Chico areas, visit with physical therapist Susie Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy West in the Vidrine Community Clinic. Call 506-3510. They represent a combined 66 years of experience, and they put that experience to work for you. That's Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West, where you're always a winner.
And don't forget the Tea Cotton Bowl Friday night. All right, we'll wait for another phone call in just a moment, but let's talk about Gervis O'Connor Upholstery. And if that favorite recliner or rocker is looking a little bit shabby, and look at that sofa, love seat. Tell you what, if it looks like it needs new life, the frame is still solid, but that covering, the upholstery looks like it needs attention. Give Gervis a call. Phone number 363-7011. He'll make your recliners, rockers, chairs, and sofas look just like new again. And you can come by his shop if you like, 614 East LaSalle. Visit with Gervis. He offers you many, many years of experience in the upholstery business. And don't forget that he can do boat seats and four-wheeler seats for you just as well. And then, I'll tell you what, he'll be glad to show you the books with the fabrics and the vinyls and so forth, and he can make you an obligation-free estimate. Call Gervis for more information, 363-7011, and he's right across Tate Cove Road as you're coming into Villeplatte on the east side, 614 East LaSalle.
Today is National Newspaper Carrier Day, Jim.
How about
and
that?
I don't run. Maybe some of our listeners remember delivering newspapers on their bicycles.
Oh yes.
I remember delivering newspapers, Jim. I had a little basket in front of my bicycle, but I had a newspaper that I don't know even exists anymore. It wasn't a local paper. It was a paper called Grit. I wonder if you remember the Grit newspaper.
That was a weekly or a daily?
I think so.
It was a weekly.
I think it was, yep. But I remember delivering Grit to people in the Mamou area. So if you remember, if you were a carrier delivering newspapers, let us know who you are and which newspaper you delivered and how many people you delivered to.
And remember Monday.
Did you ever get bit by a dog or things like that?
Monday they were talking about the Beaumont Enterprise.
Yeah. Is that paper still in existence?
I don't
know. The Beaumont Enterprise. That was a popular newspaper.
Oh, yeah. That was, and I'm trying to remember, was it Mike that talked about that?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I also remember there was a, of course, everybody remembers, Jim, there was a Times Picayune, but there was another New Orleans paper. Do you remember the second newspaper from New Orleans? There was one called the States Item.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the New Orleans States Item?
I remember the name of it. That's all.
That was a popular newspaper.
I was
newspaper.
Living way out in the country, so I didn't get to see. We had, the Daily World was
delivered every day.
Daily World
was very popular. Yeah, uh-huh. Yep. So right. If you remember some of the old newspapers that maybe not even in existence anymore, give us a call. 363-2124. On va prendre votre phone calls. Let's hear a message now for Yo Happy Blake.
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Villeplatte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatania, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. and visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chitanya in Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark. And while waiting for another phone call, we talk about Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana. You know, they've provided outstanding, compassionate home care in this region for over 20 years. And if your elderly loved one, or if you or someone in your family is disabled and needs help with daily tasks, but a nursing home is not right for them now, in-home care will allow them to continue living independently in familiar surroundings, in their home, where they're happy, where they're comfortable. Plus, you can rest easier knowing that your loved one is getting the care they deserve. They offer many types of care, making it ideal for families on a budget. Home care can range from just a few hours a day to round-the-clock care. Retirement homes are not right for everyone, but that doesn't mean the elderly or disabled, including disabled kids, cannot get the care they need to live safely and comfortably. To learn more about their home care services, give Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana a phone call. The phone number is 363-1663. En français, 363-6-6-3. Okay, Mark, c'est ton tour encore.
Okay, Jim, and the lines are open again if you want to talk about if you remember delivering newspapers. We'd like to know who you are and what newspaper you used to deliver years and years ago, because it is National Newspaper Carrier Day. And while we wait for those calls, Jim, do you know what happened today in 1957?
1957.
Was that a good year for Jim Swallow?
Yeah, that was a pretty good year, but... let's see.
The biggest flop in automotive history
today,
Jim.
They went on sale today for the first time. And how long did they last?
Not a couple of years, I think, huh?
You know, there was one car with that, you know, that automobile that was parked in a yard on Chitanya Street for a long, long time. And they finally moved it, but... Yes, go ahead and tell us what it was
the
about.
The Ford Edsel was introduced today, Jim, in 57. It only lasted 2 or 3 years. And did you own an Edsel, or did somebody in your family own or drive an Edsel? So share your memories about the Edsel. And here is one of the original, one of the very first Ford Edsel commercials, Jim.
You can drive the Edsel. That's right. Driving the 1958 Edsel is as easy as flicking a light switch. For Edsel's exclusive new teletouch drive shifts electrically at a touch. It's a new idea that puts shifting where it belongs, so you can keep both hands safely at the wheel. And look, you can shift and turn the wheel at the same time, for the control remains stationary, which makes Edsel the world's easiest car to handle. On the Edsel's instrument panel, you'll find many more new ideas, like this speedometer that glows red when you exceed the safe maximum speed you set it for. This one simple dial that sets heat, ventilation, and air conditioning at a twist of the wrist. Even a remote trunk release that electrically opens the luggage compartment. And under that long, straight Edsel hood, you'll find the newest V8 engines in the world. The big new Edsel 400 and the larger Edsel 475. Each one power matched to the weight of the car to put more usable power at your command than you have ever known before. Remember, driving an Edsel is an experience no man should miss. Discover for yourself the thrill of driving an Edsel, 1958's one really new car. Visit your Edsel dealer soon, and when you do, you'll meet a fine businessman with a broad automobile experience. He became an Edsel dealer because he had driven the Edsel, he had compared it, and he had carefully evaluated it. He'll be glad to demonstrate to you, as he did to himself, that the 1958 Edsel is the car that offers you the most in elegance of styling and performance. There are 18 models and 4 series to choose from. Edsel prices are surprisingly low, with models priced just above the lowest and ranging through the entire medium price field. You can afford an Edsel. Stop in and see and drive the Edsel tomorrow at your Edsel dealer.
All right, and my question I was asking Jim, who sold the Edsels here in the Ville Platte area, if you don't remember that? We'd be curious to find that out.
And
Jim?
Also another question, what caused the Edsels to flop?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, right.
Let's take a call, Jim.
Moi je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? It's got to be Tim.
Bonjour, Monsieur Jim. Bonjour, Mark. Ça, c'est Tim Fontenot.
Bonjour, Tim. Bonjour.
Oh, man. I tell you what. If I'd sell the, if I'd have sold the Edsels, they'd still be in business.
Yes, you're a great promoter.
Oh, yeah, but I can only promote something good, though. Somebody told me one time, well, you can sell ice to Eskimos. I say, no, but I can sure sell a glass of ice water in the Sahara.
Yeah.
And that's what we do with the Teacot Bowl, a good thing that we can promote. Oh, I'd like to give some thank yous to people.
Go ahead.
A new Teacot Bowl tradition. Mr. Dirk DeVille, candidate for sheriff, and Mr. Josh Fontenot, candidate for parish assessor, have donated two flags, custom-made flags, some real pretty flags by Miss Mary Fontenot. She made them, and they're going to be sewn at before the game at May's Flower Shop. Then they're going to take them down for the game, and whoever wins the championship, they're going to fly that flag on top of the other one for the next week after that at Miss May's. So a nice Tootie Cotton Bowl tradition. And Farm Bureau, they've come through again. They've given a generous donation, not only of water. They gave us a lot of water to ice down because it's going to be some hot action and hot weather. But they've also given us a generous donation to the game, and I thank Mr. Winston Fontenot, Mr. Jeremy Ortigo, Mr. Nathan Swallow, Mr. Jeremy Bistroff, Mr. Randy Mayu, and Joe Arnold. Thank you all for giving us this nice donation. And Mark, the people are filming. They're filming they filmed yesterday, and they're going to try to come film you later on, either today or tomorrow. Would that be okay?
Yes, sir. Just let us know, Tim.
Okay, well, that's the new... Oh, one other thing. We're not hosting only one more TV morning show. We're hosting two at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. AADN, Fox 15 will be there with their morning show. And then the granddaddy of them all, Passepartout 2, we'll be there at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we get to Latosh, we gonna be already worked up. We done worked up a sweat. So they gonna be there at 5. I encourage all the people to come out. You can come out there, then come over to Latosh at Dr. Chuck Aswell's after. You can make a whole morning of it. You can make a whole day of it. But we gonna be starting real early that day and show off Ville Platte real, real well and all the support that y'all give for y'all teams and for y'all schools and for the town and the boys that play.
That sounds great, Tim. It's all coming together.
It's all coming together. Well, y'all have a blessed, blessed day.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Tim, please call me back once we get off the air. I need to talk about that interview again.
I'll talk to you and set up the times and stuff. Thank you.
Call me right after 9. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Another call, Jim.
Moi je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yes, Mark, Mr. Jim. The Edsel started sales in 57, and they ended production in 1960.
Uh-huh.
And it was Pete Ford, I believe, that sold the Edsels in Ville Platte.
All right, so it was a Ford product, so, yeah.
Pete Ford would sell it.
Uh-huh.
And what made it a non-seller, it was too far advanced.
Too far advanced for the time.
Well, you had the push button shift in the middle of the steering wheel where the horn was.
Uh-huh.
They had, it was too new. They didn't have the technology to keep up with it, so they had a lot of mechanical problems.
Yeah, and that was a product of the Ford Motor Company.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And what turned people more off about the Edsel was the front grille. In the middle where the radiator was,
yeah,
they had that horse collar design.
Uh-huh.
And people back then just didn't like that.
How about that? Well,
there's some different things that made the Edsel a flop, but, you know, it was mostly mechanical problems.
And then didn't Ford Motor Company also make the Henry J's?
Yes, they did.
And that did not last too long.
They did the Henry J, then Willis took over the Henry J in World War II.
Uh-huh.
To make the Jeep.
Oh, yeah, right. They made the Jeep, Willis Company.
That was a small car, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah, but the Jeep was used a lot for the military, you know.
But the Henry J was a small car.
Oh, yeah, the Henry J was a small car,
The Henry J would have been smaller than a Volkswagen.
Wow.
How about that? I remember the Henry J's from way back there. My uncle had one.
Mm-hmm. But Ford started the Henry J, then Willis got into it because they had the Jeep design.
Uh-huh.
And they took the Henry J motor and put it in the Jeep.
I remember my uncle had that Henry J, and his brothers, and they were from a good-sized family, they teased him because they said, "Where's the pedals for you to pedal this thing?"
Yeah, really. Mr. Jim, that high poles, that bed you were talking about, La Lia Ciel, high poles bed you're talking about, right?
Yeah, right.
And you throw your mosquito netting over that.
You could, but I'm talking about the one that had the canopy.
The canopy bed.
The Lia Ciel. It had it had the post, but there was a canopy that partially covered the top.
It was a four-poster bed, and it had a canopy on top.
Right. Then in the days when they didn't have air conditioning and all that, and mosquitoes were coming into the house.
I can well remember.
Mosquito nettings over that. They take the canopy off.
Yeah, you're right about that. Uh-huh.
Throw the mosquito netting on there. Yeah, I thought because my grandmother had one like that.
And you'd hear that mosquito, if it got inside that mosquito bar, you'd hear that mosquito go, zzz.
Oh, yeah.
And Mama would come with a big Gulf spray pump, and she'd spray and spray to try to get rid of those mosquitoes.
Oh, them things got immune to that spray after a while, I think.
I think so.
Well, y'all have a good day.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's take a break, Jim. On va écouter message for Dr. Jeb Cormier over in Mamou at Stiesel Physical Rehab.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeb Cormier with Stiesel Physical Rehab Centers. We're located at 704 Pontiana Avenue, Suite C, Mamou, Louisiana. Let me ask you, are you tired of living in chronic pain? Are you tired of living in pain in general? Do you feel like you've tried everything? Do you feel like you've seen every doctor out there and nothing has been able to work or nothing has been able to help you? Then consider giving us a try and let us help you get back to doing what you love doing pain-free. We're not just another chiropractic clinic. We take a different approach to treatment than traditional chiropractic. We're going to spend 1 hour with you on every appointment. The first 30 minutes, we're going to examine you, test you, give you an expert diagnosis, tell you how long it's going to take to fix. We're going to treat you. And then the second 30 minutes, we're going to do active physical therapy to stabilize and mobilize you. We have proven results. We back up all of our data, and we're able to resolve most injuries in about 3 to 6 visits on average. Please give us a call, 337-468-3337.
Thank you very much, Dr. Jeb. And go by and visit with Dr. Jeb. Make your appointment today at the all-new Stiesel Physical Rehab Clinic in Mamou, right next door to Dr. Rhonda Fink-Pichu. All right, Jim, let's hear a message from you, and then we'll pick up some more phone calls.
A message from me. Let's see. Well, if you're 62 years of age or older, handicapped or disabled, regardless of age, and you're looking for a nice, quiet place to live, you should consider Prairie Plaza Apartments in Pine Prairie. The complex offers you 1- and 2-bedroom apartments, each with their own outdoor porch space. Each unit is all electric. It comes with a stove, refrigerator, and central air and heat. They have a community room, outdoor pavilion with barbecue pit, and coin-operated laundry on site. They're a federally assisted elderly housing complex. $100 security deposit is required, and the rent is based on your income. Rental rates can range from $0 to $845. Rental assistance available. We currently do not have any vacancies, they tell us, but it's a good time to put your name on the waiting list. Contact Mindy Leggett at 337-599-2246. And for TDD access, call Louisiana Relay at 1-800-846-5277. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and equal housing opportunity.
Okay, BMRC, Jim, 363-2124. 363-2124, area code at 337-363-2124. Pour chat avec nous autres ce matin. Moi, Jim, dessus notre programme La Tasse de Café for a Wednesday morning. And we got another call, Jim.
Moi, je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Yes, Mark, Mr. Jim. I said Henry J. was the Ford product, but it wasn't. It was the Kaiser product.
It was a Kaiser product. So,
right.
So Kaiser. I remember way back, Kaisers and Frasers.
Yeah.
What, and that was in the late 40s? That was in the late 40s?
Very late 40s.
Uh-huh. All right, late 40s or maybe 50, 51, whatever. But anyway, that was a product, you said, of Willis?
Of the Kaiser.
Of the Kaiser.
Kaiser Motor Company.
Uh-huh. All right, so Kaiser, are they the ones that made the Frasers also?
Kaiser Fraser, yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, I thought I remembered. I was a little kid, but I had somebody in the family that had one.
Well, I wasn't born at that time when all that was produced, but I'm a car nut, so.
So you've looked up that information.
Oh, yeah. Well, we used to make hot rods out of those things when I was growing up. I'd help my brother-in-laws, and then we'd make hot rods out of those things.
Wow.
So.
How about that? Some hot rods.
Yeah.
Hot rod Kaiser, yeah. Hot rod Fraser.
I started early. At the age of 8 years old, I could overhaul a car.
Uh-huh. How about that? At 8 years old. Boy, that's good. That's, that's a matter of fact, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Y'all have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Did anybody own a Henry J. from around here, Jim? I'm looking at on the internet from what David was telling us. The car sold for $1,300, Jim. And it could seat up to five people and could go up to 50 miles an hour.
How about that? All the way to 50. Floorboard, huh? Pedal to the metal. The Henry J. Oh, yeah. And then we were talking about the Edsels earlier.
The basic Henry J, when it came out, didn't even have a glove compartment, Jim.
No kidding.
Yep. Did not have armrests, sun visor, and stuff like that as a way to save money. So $1,300 was a lot of money back in the late 40s when it first went on sale.
My very first car, that 56 Ford, was $1,500-something dollars, you know.
Mm.
And, I'll tell you what, I had that thing loaded. from Pete Ford, of course, back in those days. Yeah. Let's see. While we're waiting for another phone call, Mark, we could talk about Sooner Auto Salvage, 2102 West Bentonville Platte. Large selection of auto parts for any make or model of automobile. I don't know if they have parts for Henry J's anymore, but anyway, they have parts for motorcycles, trucks, classics, vans, and if they don't have the parts you're looking for, they'll do their absolute best to find it for you. Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service, working on transmissions, wheels, brakes, struts, starters, alternators, air conditioning, and more. And if you need a vehicle checkup, come and let their certified mechanics take a look. They remind you that all parts and labor are warranted when it comes to parts, your choice, brand new parts or reconditioned parts. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you find yourself in need of wrecker service or towing service, call Sooners at 363-1960, 363-1960 for their wrecker and towing service. Visit with owners Don and Amanda at 2102 West Bentonville Platte. Regular phone 363-7226 for Sooners Auto Salvage.
And we've talked about this before, Jim, since we brought on the issue of cars and new cars coming out. Every year for so many years, there was a certain event called Show Date, where dealers all around the country would hide their cars, or they would plaster the showroom windows with newspapers so people couldn't see the brand new cars. And on a given date, I mean, people would line up to come see the brand new cars that were available on show date. Remember that?
Was that usually in October, maybe?
I think so.
That they
in
had,
the fall of the year.
Yeah.
There was a particular time called show date, and people like Pete Ford and others would, I mean, they would people would come in and see the brand new cars.
Right, and of course, Roy Motors that we just talked about in business for over 80 years as your Chevy dealer, and they had their show dates. And like you said, the cars were covered up and you did not see them except for the personnel until show date was there.
Now they've done away with that. I mean, you got new cars all year long.
Oh, the 1920 models are already out in some makes.
Give us a call. We have about 10 minutes on our 10 minute qui reste sur notre program. Give us a call, 363-2124.
Let's talk about Jomard's Incorporated, Mark. And for people who enjoy the outdoors, but they'd like to have, where you can see the outdoors and yet be comfortable, they can do sunrooms for you. And, of course, right now they're doing a lot of metal buildings, metal storage buildings. So give them a phone call to get all the information. David will be glad to give you the estimate and whatever. 363-1205. 363-1205. Or visit them on the web, www.jomards.com. Jomards Incorporated, where comfort and technology come together. But if you need some, like the gutters around the roof, and you want the insulated doors, insulated windows, and so much more, they'll do for you. So give them a call, 363-1205. And remember, you're not dealing with apprentices. These people have been in business since 1948. Jomards Incorporated.
Jim, we're talking about these cars. We've talked about this too, that for a little while Sears was selling new cars. And Sears had hooked up with Kaiser. And in 52, just for a year or two, Sears was selling the Henry J, but they rebranded the name to Allstate. So for a while, you could buy an Allstate car through Sears. It looked identical like the Henry J. So, but it was a Sears brand. It was called the Sears Allstate car.
How about that? That was the name that Sears used for a lot of their products, Allstate.
I mean, you could buy a house through Sears and you could buy a car through Sears.
Right, and there's still a house in Ville Platte that was bought through Sears, if I remember right.
That's Tony Walker's house,
huh? I think so.
The Slap Your Mama house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that goes back a lot of years. So let's see. Right now, let's talk about Raiders Insulation. And Winston LaFleur is the man that can tell you all about Raiders Insulation to help you reduce your energy costs. They offer insulation, whether it's commercial or residential, specializing in, but they can do existing construction or brand new construction. Blown fiberglass and cellulose in the attics and walls. Foam insulation reduces moisture from coming through the floors on houses that are off the ground on piers. Winston will be glad to give you the different options when it comes to insulation. Free estimates, too, and financing is available. So phone Winston LaFleur at 337-230-5811. Et pour vous servir en français aussi, 337-230-5811, le numéro de phone. Save money, save energy. Call Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation.
Okay, Jim, 363-2124, 363-2124, numéro de phone.
Et le café était bien délicieux ce matin, ça se fait dire encore merci à Becker pour Power. Elle a passé deux tasses de café ici dans les petites demi-tasses bleues et là dans les autres tasses.
Oh, look what I found, Jim.
What you
found? Speaking about the Henry...
You on behalf of the nearly 3,000 Kaiser Frazier dealers from coast to coast. You know, friends, it is a fact that the Henry J is America's number one buy. It's number one for economy, and I'm here to tell you that it's number one for ruggedness, too. Now, as an example of that ruggedness, I'd like you to take a look at these two pieces of body steel right here. You'll notice that they're both the same heavy gauge of steel. Well, sir, this piece here is from the Henry J. Now, just take a look at this one over here. Same heavy gauge of steel, and yet it comes from the body of a car costing $1,000 more. So you see, that illustrates how the Henry J is built to the same rugged standards as the most expensive cars. And that's why you'll enjoy years and years of dependable, trouble-free driving. Why, that Henry J is designed and engineered to stand up under the roughest punishment. Even this concrete pretzel bender can't twist the body or throw it out of line. The Henry J's doors fit smoothly. Not a bolt out of line, not a joint out of kilter. Yes, sir, it's been proven on the testing ground, proven on the road. The Henry J is America's number one buy. And incidentally, I want to point out to you that with just an average trade-in, you can own the Henry J for as little as $34 a month. And what's more, you can drive it for only a penny a mile for gasoline. So don't wait, will you? Pay a visit to your Kaiser Fraser dealer tomorrow and drive the amazing Henry J for yourself.
That's an interesting commercial, Jim.
How about that? That's a commercial that goes way, way back there, Mark.
A 51 Kaiser Fraser Henry J.
Let's talk about Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware at 1209 West Main Street. Folks, if you need hardware, any kind of hardware, you'll find them there in tools of all kinds, fasteners, plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, your welding supplies, and all of your paint needs for interior and exterior. And then let's talk about the metal steps and concrete steps. You're looking for different sizes of concrete steps. That's the place to come. Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware at 1209 West Main and Ville Platte. And they specialize in grain bin sales, service, and parts. They're now a Vermeer dealer and handling your hay equipment and parts. So stop in and check out their inventory and their equipment. Phone number is 363-5528. 363 5528. That is the phone number for Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware at 1209 West Main. And let's see, Mark, a person sur la ligne? Okay. We can talk about, how about if we talk about Sester Young's? Let's talk about Sester Young's right there on 6th Street in Mamou. Mr. Rob Duplechin invites you to come see them. If you have need of flooring, if you have need of home furniture or appliances, you know, they've been your dealer here in the Mamou area for actually more than 65 years. Sester Young's on 6th Street in Mamou, in business since 1950. And we invite you to come visit with owner-manager Rob Duplechin, who has so many years of experience. Drive a few miles to Mamou. Find out what it is your benefit to shop with Rob and the friendly folks at Sester Young's. And as we said, one of the oldest appliance dealers in all of Evangeline Parish and the area, with Whirlpool appliances, washers, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, freezers, and more, and famous brand names like Ashley for every room in the home. Free delivery and setup and special financing terms, too. So remember, Rob offers you a fantastic selection of flooring as well, and installation available, of course. Sester Young's Furniture, Appliance, and Flooring on 6th Street in Mamou. And don't forget, they still have those window units by Crosley and Frederick, heating and cooling both. Sester Young's, a Grand Mamou.
Okay, 363-2124, send out numero de phone, and you're invited to give us a call. We have a minute or two, so we can take a quick phone call right now. Sur la tasse.
Mark, I was looking at some of the celebrity birthdays, but there's not too many names I recognize, but one, actress Mitzi Gaynor. Mitzi Gaynor, she's 88 years old today. And soul singer Sonny Charles is 79. Singer Merrill Bubba Knight of Gladys Knight and the Pips, he's 77. Actress Candy Alexander is 62 years old. And those are just some of the many, many celebrity birthdays today.
All right, Jim. Ça, c'est à peu près tout notre temps pour notre broadcast. And we had another exciting program with a lot of interesting phone calls, a lot of interesting topics. And we invite everyone to tune in. Une autre fois pour une autre édition de La Tasse, Jim.
Et demain, Charlie Manuel va être avec Marc pour une autre session de La Tasse de Café. Today's program presented by Industrial Supply and Sports, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Raiders Insulation Express, Prairie Plaza, Blaze Pharmacies, U-Storage, Self-Storage, Sester Young's Appliance and Furniture, Roy Motors, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery, Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, Stisol Physical Rehab Center, Sooner Auto Salvage, Jumards Incorporated, and Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana. Until next time, au revoir, mes amis, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse et tous les États-Unis.
Bien, merci, Jim, and thank you, everybody, for listening in to La Tasse de Café for a Wednesday morning. Stay tuned for classic country music with Cheryl on KVPI 1050 AM, The Legend, and right here on KVPI FM 92.5. DJ Jacob is standing by for his morning show, so stay tuned for that. Have a great day, everybody. Don't forget about our high school coaches show tonight at 6:30, live from the Crawfish Barn in Vidrine.